Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
KFMC, Mud Bellevue, Houston, ESPN 97.5, a Gao Media station. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, hour number two opens up with Barry, Nick, and Joel, The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Already talked Big Poppy, talked finals, lots more to get to. Bill O'Brien currently at the podium talking about, or not talking about, Brian Gain, as they are in the middle of mandatory off-season workouts leading up to training camp in, what, about a month or so?
About that, yeah.
Yeah. Wrapping up the finals, you brought it up in the break, and before we move on, just be remiss if we didn't at least mention it, your thoughts on how the fans reacted when KD went down.
Awful. I don't know why, even if you hated another player, I don't know why you would cheer that they were injured like that. You know, if somebody got knocked down and got a bloody nose, but right, they come back in the game or whatever, that's a little different.
It's almost getting to the point where it's starting to be irresponsible to label one city as a bad fan base that will boo somebody or cheer when someone's injured or boo a baby, because they're basically every single city, every single fan base you find just absolute heartless people that just don't care.
Yeah, I think there are some good fan bases. I don't know if...
I feel like every fan base is capable of cheering when someone's injured.
I think there's bad apples in every fan base,
sure,
even if they're good.
That too. I don't know if you're in St. Louis watching a Cardinals game and somebody gets hurt, I'd be willing to bet you that Cardinals fans aren't going to cheer that player's injury, no matter how much they hate them. I don't care if it was Chris Bryant of the Cubs. I don't think that they're going to cheer that.
There's bad apples in every bunch. But I think that the one thing that you really take away from with all of these low angles and all the cameras that they bring in for the finals is how many just dumbasses there are courtside. There's the one guy standing up, waving bye, and just right almost on top of KD. And then right behind him, you get the chick who's on her phone and sees him go down and goes... and kind of smirks at him and then just takes her camera phone and starts like putting it up, shooting it in. And, you know, you look at it...
Props to Kyle Lowry, props to Ibaka, props to the Raptors players that did what they could to chastise the fans at that moment as he's being helped off the court to basically tell them that it's unacceptable. I thought Klay Thompson was going to go in the stands. He looked like he was losing his mind. He said afterwards, and he didn't hold back, Ethan Strauss had a quote from him. He said it was bull bleep. That was freaking ridiculous. I can't even put into words how mad I was about that, and I don't blame him. I mean,
absolutely not.
Those guys know what had just happened. Now, to defend the fans for a second, they're not aware of the severity of the injury at that moment. It could have been a twisted ankle. If, let's be real, if you know, there's a team playing the Rockets and James Harden twists his ankle, people are probably going to be like, ha, ha, bye, you twisted your ankle. They don't realize, fans don't know that it's a season-ending, next season-ending Achilles tear.
Right. But at the same time, look, I would say this. I still think it's Bush League if you cheer that. I think where it's okay is, you know, we talk about the whole Chris Paul Golden State thing, and we saw that there was back and forth, and there were some cheap shots and talking after the whistles and things like that. That's where, like you said, if someone gets an elbow to the nose or a Fred VanVleet kind of thing, now you're probably going to hear some jeers and cheers.
Sure.
But, I mean, everybody... unless you were under a rock, knew that this guy was trying to come back from.
Several people texting in. Texans fans cheered when Matt Schaub got hurt.
That's true.
That's true. They did. They absolutely did. To Nick's point, They're all awful fan bases. Yeah, because Holly was like, so does this not make Philly the worst fan? No, Philly is still the worst fan base in the world, Holly. I'm sorry. That's your
if you're listening, it's the worst fan base.
awful fan base. But what surprises me is, you know, you always hear about how kind and passive and sweet Canadian people are. Well, not in Toronto, apparently. They don't care if you
And that's why I said, I think you're going to get bad apples in every bunch. I'll say this. When you were giving out kudos, the other kudos I would give, Andre Iguodala, Steph Curry. The fact that they are knee-deep in a finals game where now they're shorthanded and they're needed, and both of them took the time to go all the way back to the locker room with him.
Yeah.
That was unreal. And
pretty
again,
classy leadership right there.
Yeah, no doubt about it.
Just in as much as Toronto fans were unclassy. They were very classy.
And Steph said, too, because they were like, how did you know what to do and to follow him to the locker room and what, you know, to do? And he goes, sometimes you just, it's out of your control, and you just do what you feel like is the right thing to do, and you don't think about, hey, the team could need me, it's game five. And you can see that for all of the external talk that's going on, those guys, when you hear the quotes and the comments from Clay and Steph and all those guys, what he means to them, you saw the actions when they went to the court, they know how important he has been. And Clay was dead on with one of his comments where he goes, it's all you guys talking and all the talking heads that said we were better without him. He's like, that's the best player in the world. If you think for an instant that he's better, that we're better off without him, you guys have no idea what you're talking about.
Yeah.
And of course, Boogie went off in a little bit different way. He was just a cuss laden.
Oh, yeah. Draymond said it was just unreal, classless. By the way, I thought Draymond wasn't going to bitch about calls anymore.
That didn't last long. That's a big deal.
That didn't last long at all. I really was starting to like Draymond Green. I'm not even going to lie. He wasn't bitching and complaining.
Right.
And you could just watch and appreciate his game, which is really fun and good style of basketball. I mean, to watch Draymond Green just as a basketball player, you really appreciate what he brings the floor night in and night out. But Draymond Green doing everything else is just, it's exhausting to see him bitching and moaning and complaining. So he's back. That Draymond's back. And now I'm back to hating that guy.
It's going to be hard for a guy like that to just turn it off in the finals after so many years of being able to get away with
it. It's just who he is. It's his personality.
But guys, here's
the thing. Zebras don't change their stripes.
Nope.
Like,
he almost got a second one last night. And, you know, that would really take something. An NBA official knows this is the finals, and I'm not going to throw a guy out. But he deserved the first one. No matter what Golden State does to try and appeal that, he deserved it. But he's one away from a suspension now.
Mm-hmm.
Can you see this whole thing unfolding where the Warriors are in the lead or, you know, looking like they're going to win game six, and his dumb ass goes with another tirade and would be suspended for game seven?
I mean, that would serve him right.
That's exactly what happened. Remember when they always say, well, the Cavs came back and beat him, but we didn't have Draymond. Well, whose fault is that?
Yeah, it's all his fault. You know what? Don't be so demonstrative. I mean, he earned that tech. Everything he did, every other player in the league gets teed up for that. So why would he be any different?
Right.
In fact, he gets away with a lot more.
I think a lot of times, you're right. He expects that, they won't get me for this.
Yeah, I can you know, show them up and do all those things. And I just think that I mean, he gets away with a little bit more because, and, you know, he's going to be demonstrative because I think he's going to push that limit. Now, they know if they tee me up, they're going to alter the course of these finals by teeing me up and having me suspended if they win. So he knows that they're aware of that. So he feels like he has a little more leash. That wouldn't surprise me.
Do you want that on your shoulders as a league if that's the way it goes down? But I think we've also seen, by the way, the officials call these games, they don't care.
Yeah.
A lot of these officials think they're as big or bigger than the game anyway, and that nothing, their egos are good too, and they're not going to let anything step aside from them making the call they want to make.
I think just tee up Drake seven times so he can't be there for game seven. That would make me happy.
Did you see when Draymond got called for, I think, his third foul, and he just lost his mind on the sidelines?
Yes.
I was like, sit down. Just
sit down. Sit down, LeVar Drake.
And then
no one cares.
Everybody was saying that he had this big plan if they had won, that he was going to change to a certain shirt and do a post-game comp.
Oh, my God.
Who cares? Yeah. You're thirsty. Getting all this extra attention you don't need. Everybody knows who you are. So, I don't know. We'll see. It's going to be interesting. So, back either way now, final game at Oracle.
Yep.
So, we'll see how that goes down. You guys think they're going to push it to a game seven?
If I was a betting man, I think I wouldn't bet against the Warriors pushing this to a game seven.
You know,
game seven, I'd probably lean Raptors.
I'm with you.
Because it's on the road and all this. But one, it's at home for them where they've fared fairly well. That's a good home court advantage. Two, they're riding the emotions of losing KD.
It's a big thing.
And three, I think they're probably a little pissed off about what happened in Toronto and the way that the – and I think that that was part of their motivation during that game. And Mark Jackson said it best. None of these players need to be motivated. No, but some things happen that stir your fire. And you can tell me all day long that players don't get motivated. Then why does bulletin board material exist? It absolutely can motivate you. Not just, you know, certain things, but – I mean, certain things do motivate you and others don't. But I feel like when fans boo your teammate after he got hurt, that's going to spark a fire in you. So
no, and we've talked about this in the past. There are certain players that do need James Harden's one of those players. He needs external motivation from time to time. But if he hears the critics say something about him,
sure,
or this move is a travel, or this is bad, or this is that, he goes out and makes a point to prove them wrong. And I think as a team, it's only natural. It's like human nature. This team has won so much that at a certain point, they just kind of feel like they can flip the switch whenever they want. They can win games when, like you said, they took for granted the whole injury situation to think they weren't going to play Clay because they were going to win anyway because they were at home.
Yeah.
But now something like this might give him that little extra boost. So I'm with you. I think they win game six. I'm just not sure that they win game seven.
You want a little boost in your wallet, you get upside. That's what you do, because get upside puts cash in your pocket or your wallet or your account, however you want to do it. Heck, you can even get gift cards. So I had somebody send me a message that, hey, they went and saw Avengers Endgame with the money that they made through GetUpside, because you can opt to have gift cards. So you can just have it sent to you, and that's fine. You can just get the cash, because that's what it's for, is to get you cash back. But they offer you opportunities to use it in other ways, like gift cards to go out to eat or gift cards to go to movies or whatever it is you want to do with your money, because it's your money. So download GetUpside on your phone, and when you do, make sure you put in my promo code Barry, B-A-R-R-Y. That's going to get you extra cash back when you use it the first time. And it's so easy that you could literally use this on your way home today and stop and get gas. And then that's going to get you up to 25 cents a gallon cash back every time you fill up. Now, you won't always get 25 cents a gallon. It varies, but the great thing is that the offers always change, so you can always find a better deal if you're not happy with the ones you see at the current time. And it's so easy to find an offer. You just pull up a map, and it tells you every offer that's being that's made available to you in your area. Same thing for food. If you want to stop at Wendy's, Popeye's, Burger King, San Colon and Aya's, you can get up to 35% cash back every time you eat there, every time you make a purchase. All you have to do, just pay with a debit or credit card, take a picture of your receipt and upload it, and you're good to go. Guys, I'm telling you, this works. There's no catch. There's no frills. It's just you getting cash back for the stuff you're already paying for. So go download GetUpside right now. Stop what you're doing right now. Pull over if you're driving. Put GetUpside on your phone. Put in my promo code Barry. Start getting that cash back. Thank me later.
For something to do this weekend, visit culturemap.com to find out everything going on in the city.
Problematic Productions.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, rolling through hour number two of the show, three-hour extravaganza known as The Usual Suspects. Barry, Nick, Joel in studio on a Tuesday as we continue to cover some ground. Barry, you got something for the peeps?
I do. By the way, I see you coming back with Drake after we just talked about Drake. That's a good beat. Really good beat.
Yeah, it's a real good beat.
George Clinton tickets. How about we give those away? George Clinton's final tour coming to the Revenge of Music Center Sunday, August 25th. ESPN 97.5 wants to send you and a guest to the show. Caller number 10, 713-780-ESPN. 713-780-3776. Caller number 10 will win a pair of tickets to see George Clinton, Parliament Funkadelic, and more. For tickets and show information, go on over to livenation.com. That's livenation.com. Caller number 10. Good luck.
That's a good one.
That is a good one. I might have to go to that. I may have to hit up Courtney to see if we can get an extra ticket.
Bow, wow, wow, dibby-o, dibby-a.
Kellen Winslow is an awful person.
Yes, indeed he is.
This man, I didn't realize how many different rape charges he's up on. But he's up on a lot of different charges. So this Dan Wetzel guy was talking about it. He said, just jury has found Kellen Winslow II guilty of rape of a 58-year-old homeless woman known as Jane Doe 2. That was at 5:17 on June 10th. At 5:19, he says, jury has found Kellen Winslow II guilty of indecent exposure in a case involving a 58-year-old woman who was gardening in her front yard. At 5:20, he says, jury has also found Kellen Winslow II guilty on one lewd conduct charge and not guilty on another lewd conduct charge involving Jane Doe number 5, a woman who he shared a health club, who he shared a health club hot tub with in 2019. This dude is a pervy weirdo out here raping old ladies and homeless women.
Yeah, when you just start...
What is going on in this world?
The crawl on ESPN alone was enough to go, is it really that bad for you, bro? Are you just really that demented and sick that you need a 58-year-old homeless woman?
I don't understand. I don't like... Well, for one, they said that he was granted bail, which surprised people. Then while he was on bail, he was accused of sexually harassing a woman multiple times at the health club again. So how did he... He's got all these other charges, and they're just like, eh, you can go.
Let me take it a step further.
It's crazy.
There's two others you didn't mention.
He's a serial rapist, basically.
How about this one? The two additional counts that have yet to be decisions come down on, rape involving a 54-year-old hitchhiker, and wait for it, rape of an unconscious teen.
Jesus. What a garbage-ass human.
Same idiot. That was a warrior back in the day, remember? Soldier, a warrior.
Wasn't he also the same guy that was masturbating in a Target parking lot or a Walmart parking lot?
He should have known he was going to be wiped out on a motorcycle.
Yep.
But nothing as bad as this.
Wow. How about if you're Kellen Winslow Sr.?
That's exactly
you're just like,
what I was thinking last night.
My son is a piece of crap.
Like
I've raised this garbage-ass human.
You're on top. I was sitting there last night going, you'd hate to be the parents of that kid and have Kellen Winslow Sr. and his wife go, where did we go wrong?
Man.
What happened that he went on that path? Because obviously, Kellen Winslow had enough money, had a hell of a career, so I'm sure that they were
never
off.
Wanted for anything. It makes you wonder, though, sometimes. Is stuff like this really at the... Is there something mentally at the root of this? It's the only thing I could think of where you have a guy that's okay with committing these kinds of crimes. In his mind... He satisfies himself that it's okay to do this to another human being, that it's okay to rape a woman, that it's okay to make these women feel uncomfortable. Like in his mind, he rationalizes this. That's why he's doing it, because he feels like there's no problem here. I'm allowed for whatever reason. So it almost makes you feel like there's something mentally, because like you said, I mean, we don't know how he was raised on a day in a day out basis, but it wasn't. It wasn't because he lacked money. It wasn't because he lacked education. And it wasn't because after he became an adult, he lacked money. Because he had plenty as a football player. Like, what, 9 years?
In the NFL, least,
something like
yeah.
that? It just makes you realize,
and the other
realize,
thing is, everything was handed to him. He got a scholarship to play college football. Was drafted in, the first or second round.
Yeah.
So until he gets to his, early adult years.
He was sixth overall.
In the first round?
Yeah.
So he got, obviously, a big payday right off the top. So he goes into his first contract with his first NFL team, and he's really lived a pretty cush life for all intents and purposes. But what causes you to flip that switch?
That's what I'm saying. There's got to be something where guys like this that justify it in their mind, there's a mental imbalance or there's something mental that needs. Because you can put them in prison, but that's not going to help them if it's something mental. So it's just, I don't know.
Probably
it's just
get them
sick.
Hurt or killed.
Yeah. Because you're right. In this article, it talks about the 17-year-old unconscious.
Yep. When you bring in that female situation.
My God. That's just awful.
On top of everything else, people in prison, for more than anything else, you do something to a child and do something like that, well, I'll tell you what, you are more than a marked man. You are in trouble.
Yeah.
So, yeah, you're right. He's not a very good person.
Garbage at rot. Go just rot. Just go away. Just, I don't know.
They should cut his you-know-whats off, too.
Okay, well, this isn't... Man, sounds barbaric.
Keep him from doing.
I'm gonna be all right with that.
Yeah, after what he did to a child,
it seems
a homeless
barbaric.
Woman, a hitchhiker, he's got an issue.
It seems barbaric, but I mean, if you raped a child or a woman, or I'll be all right.
And
with
multiples,
that. Yeah. Somebody said, well, I wonder if there were any CTE issues with him.
Huh? Did he play enough?
9 years.
But did he play? Because remember now, he had a hard time staying on the field.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's just an awful situation.
Yep,
from the standpoint of Texans-type news, before we get into anything that happened over on Kirby today, but the Texans had been people pushing for them to invest a little time in Kyle Rudolph, the Vikings tight end, because they were at a standstill with contract talks. Now he has signed and extended for 4 years, so he's off the market. Saints and Cam Jordan up their defense, $52.5 million deal for Cam Jordan, so he will stay with the Saints. So there's that. And, of course, we didn't get to it a couple days ago, but, I mean, Texans fans better be prepared for this in a couple years. If Carson Wentz signed a $128 million extension to stay in Philadelphia. So the money for quarterbacks these days is off the charts with Russell Wilson, now Carson Wentz, and obviously the list goes on and on. So yeah, those deals all done as we get ready to get near training camp.
Yeah.
So we've got plenty more to get to. We'll talk a little Astros. How about that with the Brewers coming to town? It should be a good series, a quick two-game series.
I'm ready for that. That's going to be a fun watch
for sure. So we'll have that to talk about when we come back. And before we do that, I got Fitz Roofing to talk about, because with all the storms and bad weather we've had over the last couple of weeks, maybe you notice that your roof is kind of wearing out, or you've got a leak or two and you need to take care of it, or maybe you just want to put a whole new roof on your house. Well, there's a lot of people out there that are going to say the right things. They're going to collect all your money, and then they're going to do either shoddy work or they're just going to take your money up front and run. That's not what you get when you go to Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing, locally owned and operated, and they do it all for you here in the Houston area. They got an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau. 5-star ratings on both Facebook and Home Advisory. So you know the people who are talking, and they're talking about what a great job they do at Fitz. And then you get the best product on the market when you get CertainTeed shingles. CertainTeed shingles are used because they last the longest, they're durable, and they are guaranteed. And the other thing is, Fitz Roofing is a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master company. Only 1% of the roofers in the United States meet the criteria to get that status. You need it. They got it. They take it to you with Fitz. Their base warranties are longer and better than your average roofer. Don't take my word for it. Check them out, FITZRoofing.com, or better yet, give them a call, 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001. You can set up a free no-obligation inspection today. They come to you. They look at your roof, tell you what you need and what they can do, and then they go away. You want them to come back? Just pick up the phone. Tell them, set up an appointment. They'll take care of you with great customer service throughout the entire sale. Check them out and tell them I sent you by. It's Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. I see you there. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, 90 in the books, 90 still to go as we head to the second half of the show. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5, Barry, Nick, and Joel on a Tuesday in the big city. Hope you're doing well, having a great day. Appreciate you taking us along for the ride wherever you may be. Covered a lot of ground. We're talking about this just sad and sick situation with Kellen Winslow Jr., before the break, and some of you guys want to chime in. Jerry wants to get in here on the topic. What's up, Jerry?
Hey, what's up, gentlemen?
What up, man?
Hey, so I got 2 points. One, it's like when you come from like meager beginnings, when you have like poverty and you know you're struggling for money, as a parent, you want to do everything to alleviate the struggles for your kids. You want them to have it easier than you did. And a lot of times it's the struggle that gives your kids character. And when you're well off, you do everything. You struggle to allow your kids to face, adversity because financially they have everything. So it's like, depending on your circumstances as a kid, as a parent, your kids need some struggle. They can't just be given everything. So I just heard that from somebody else, and I thought it was kind of interesting because, a lot of these guys, when you eliminate that fear of like being poor, where am I going to get my next meal? You don't have that stress, and you lose a little bit of character because everything comes easy to you. You don't have that fear of like, God, what am I going to do in this situation? Like that fear motivates you. And then second point is, I don't know if you guys heard this. I was reading this just before and it's bizarre, but in Alabama, the governor signed a law today that said that sex offenders who have, you know, they've assaulted or done something to somebody under 16 years old, before they can be paroled, they have to go through what's called chemical castration, where they basically give them injections to block their hormones, to block their testosterone, and thus blocking their sexual desires and things of that nature. So I was kind of curious on, what do you think about that? And they were saying that most likely it's going to end up being considered cruel and unusual punishment. But I've never heard that term of chemical castration. But in Alabama, today they signed that law trying to just, I guess, go outside the box, try and curb these insane desires. So just curious.
Appreciate the call, Jerry. Good to hear from you again, bud. Yeah, I'm kind of in favor of that. I don't usually agree with Alabama politics. Right. I'll be honest with you. It's not. But in this case, and it was 13, not 16. So it applies to sex offenders convicted of certain crimes involving children younger than 13. I would go a step further. I mean, 13 and 14 is still young and impressionable. I'd be fine with under 18.
I'm with you on that.
Totally fine with that.
And like in the Winslow case,
I have no problem with chemical
multiple
castration.
Multiple time offenders, that's when you go, you know what, that's...
I have no problem with chemical castration. And you know what, for that matter, he said that the big gripe is it's cruel and unusual punishment. Well, guess what? So is rape.
Absolutely.
Rape is cruel and unusual, and it affects women and men and kids for the rest of their lives. You don't understand that. Like, unless you've had a family member and you've gone through it, I think a lot of us that just sit back and hear about these crimes, you don't understand the actual impact for a lifetime that it can have on the person and their family, their relationships. I mean, you know, you hear all the time about a woman gets raped and then how it affects her marriage because of the husband and everything else. And it's just devastating to people. So why should we care about a criminal that commits those kinds of crimes? And, oh, well, we don't want to be cruel and unusual. Bleep that dude.
Exactly right. Because I have personal friends that have been through that kind of abuse. And you could not be more spot on the fact that it's not something that goes away over time. Maybe it gets easier to deal with in your daily regimen. But you're right. It affects their relationships, their spouse or their significant other. In so many ways, it affects them mentally and physically for the rest of their lives that, yeah, I've got no compassion and sympathy for anyone, especially, like I said, a multiple-time offender, especially when you're talking about children or people that are in a very, very tough situation, like a homeless person. That's just, to me, like, you've got a real issue that needs to be solved that you can't handle yourself.
Yeah, I don't get why we would have so much compassion for a criminal like that commits those kinds of crimes. And again, I'm not all crimes and criminals are the same.
Right.
But in this case, boy, I don't have any soft spot in my heart for people that commit those crimes.
And again, like I said, I understand that mistakes can be made or sometimes there can be a false conviction. So, but if it's multiple convictions and they're all along those lines, you don't deserve any leniency.
I agree. Somebody said it's kind of a Debbie Downer day. Good news is Joel felt kicks for the first time, and it looks like a great pregnancy. My wife and I are expecting our second. Might have been a surprise, but we're excited. Well, that's
congrats.
Good.
Congrats.
Yeah, congrats to you. I don't know that it's a Debbie Downer day. I think, you know, we just have different moods, and it's not a fun day for news either, or sports, or any of that stuff.
It's a reality day. We're dealing with a lot of realities, with the Kevin Durant situation and otherwise. So, yeah, I mean, look.
If you want, I'll make fun of Joel all next segment. How about that?
I don't want that.
No, we don't want to do that.
Yeah, I'm good without that.
All right.
With that being said, well, Gray's here. Gray wants to talk about Kellen Winslow Jr. Gray, what's up?
What's going on, guys? I almost said sports. Pardon me.
Oh, you
can't be hung up on.
What's up, man?
One of the things I wanted to say is that Winslow, first of all, Winslow was, I think he was a two-way player at one of these, like Southern California, like San Diego County sort of football powerhouse schools, or at least a good football school. And
high school-wise,
kind of like,
right?
Versus Yates or something like that.
Yeah.
And he was almost just about an every down player in Miami on offense. So, I mean, he definitely would have had the opportunity to get his bell rung a couple of times a week. But the other thing is the whole, like, the mommy dearest / daddy dearest,
phenomena in parenting, that's not rare. That's not any more rare among successful parents than it is trashy parents that from the outside appear irresponsible. You know, self-absorbed is self-absorbed. And I can tell you from personal experience, I grew up with, my parents are fairly successful, and they weren't always too cool. They had their problems, but they weren't that bad. But I saw kids whose parents would, they were quote-unquote too educated and too wealthy to be violent. So they screwed with their kids in other ways. They would ridicule them in front of their friends. Then they would paste on the big, you know, phony smile in front of others, set them up for failure at stuff that they knew they were never going to be good at, and then hold it against them, you know, publicly. There's a lot of that stuff that goes on. So maybe Kellen Winslow Sr. was an ideal parent, and maybe he was, I mean, who knows, you know, but that'd be interesting. I'd like to see the microscope turned on him, you know, even though that may never happen. But it's just a big tragic human story, especially the way it spills over into abuse, you know, sexual abuse. That's, you know.
No doubt about it. We appreciate the call, man. Yeah, I mean, like we said, unlike in sports stories and other stories that we cover here, when we say the truth is eventually going to come out, sometimes in situations like this, it's not.
He makes a good point, though, about, you know, sometimes just because money doesn't mean that doesn't make you a good parent. And that's
absolutely,
you know,
true.
That's also why I don't want kids. I don't want to screw up a human being. I don't know that I would be a good dad. And I don't want to take that chance. Like I wouldn't want the burden of ruining another human being because I made mistakes as a parent. That scares me to death.
But you know
then
what?
I end up raising a Kellen Winslow and he's out here raping women. Oh God, I would want to kill myself.
But you can look at it that way, or you can look at it, you can prevent those kind of things from happening, because if you raise your child right and you have a good relationship with them and there's communication and all those things. I've started so early with Taylor in terms of just having conversations. And like on the weekends, like we'll go for a car ride, go to like the trampoline place, whatever. And then, you know, go to the mall or something for a little bit. But along the way, you're talking to her. And like, I'll give you, you know, yesterday.
Oh, you got to talk to your kids too?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm out.
When we get on the highway, I end up calling Lisa and she's like, bad day. And I was like, what happened? And she's like, at school, Taylor just decided to go at a girl and she bit her.
Oh.
And I was like, so did you tell her that was wrong? She goes, I tried. She would. I said, just wait till I get home.
Oh, you're that bad. Wait till your dad gets home.
But absolutely. But it wasn't gonna dad's going to whoop her. But no. Because you know what I did? We had a conversation.
Punched
I
her.
Said, how was your day at school? Everything's great. Anything happened? No. I go, well, from what I heard.
You're a liar.
From what I heard, you bit another girl. And she's like, and I was like, Taylor, you know that's wrong and it's bad and you can't do those kind of things. Because you know what? Mommy and daddy love to take good care of you. We have a lot of fun. But you also know that mommy and daddy are also going to be serious from time to time. And one of the things you can't do, you can't bite someone else. It's not good. And imagine if that was you. Would you want to get bit? And she just stopped. And Lisa's like, wow. And I go, look, there's... She gets it, and I don't know how long it'll stay, but at least it wasn't violent. I wasn't yelling at her, but I wanted her to get the point that you just don't do that.
You know what my dad would do? He would bite us. if I bit my sister, he would bite you.
No way. I was going to say.
That would be what I'd do, though. Like, oh, you bit your sister? All right, well, I'm going to bite you now. See how you like it.
I'll tell you this. All you got to do is say something that would be like awesome. That. She'd be freaking out.
I'm gonna be like, let me bite you, see how you like it. What? Mm-mm. Nope. Not
getting into
happening.
All that. No, huh? Sir. Not getting into all that. That's not the way I'm gonna handle that situation.
Yeah. See, that's what I'm saying. Like, I would fear, like, I would come home and be like, Taylor, why did you bite that little girl? Because she took my milk. I'd be like, oh, well, that's cool then.
Well, no, if that's a different situation.
Like, that's fine.
We went through that. Now, if a little boy came and took her book and she Heismaned him and shoved him to the ground, I told Lisa,
look,
I'll obey with what the school says, that we'll say we'll sign a sheet and tell her that's not good. When I get home, I was like, did he take your book? Yeah, Daddy, and I had it first, and he just ripped it out of my hands. I was like, you're all right.
Yeah, get her in jiu-jitsu.
Learn now to stick up for yourself.
Pull his arm off and beat him with it. Damn yes, right. See, I would not
of
make
all
good
the things
material.
We're getting her signed up for. You guys had mentioned that. I have to look into jiu-jitsu.
Yes.
All right, we're going to continue to roll on. It's hour number 2, 3-hour show. I'd love to have you a part and along for the ride. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Hey, big guy, you tired of the runaround? You know, going from store to store, never finding your size? Here's a tip. Head to DXL. They are the one-stop shop for men's big and tall clothing, period. And at DXL, you don't have to be all hoity-toity to have a personal stylist. Their fit experts will help you find great styles in your size. It couldn't be easier. So head to DXL.com and check out a store near you. DXL Big and Tall. Built for you at DXL.com.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5
and on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life.
Live from the ESPN 97.5 studios, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
And speaking of infusing some energy into our life on a Debbie Downer day, Josh Pestikoff stopped by to see us.
He brought me a hat and a pin.
I thought Nicky stole your hat. I legitimately did. It looks very similar.
Similar, but not the same.
It's a nice hat, though. Huh. I dig it.
If you want to wear it, take it.
I'm not a hat guy, though, but okay, that's a nice trucker.
By the way, did you get your Astros camo hat
yet? Did. I need to rock that. I'll wear it tomorrow.
Okay.
How about that?
There you go.
Yeah, then and then you all can call me...
Way back Wednesday.
What did Tyler call me?
Fat lesbian?
An old lesbian? A fat lesbian
no,
in a hat.
No, it wasn't fat. It was a middle-aged.
Middle-aged lesbian in a hat is what I look like. Well, we'll see. I might wear it backwards, but then I just look like Ollie G with my glasses.
But it's fitted, so you can get away with it. Don't wear the trucker hats backwards.
Well, no, that's not a... No. Why not?
It's not a real good look.
I mean, if you're a redneck, it is.
Okay.
Don't they do that? Yeah.
Rednecks, they always wear them backwards?
Yeah, they put a fishing hook on the bill?
They like to get the visor like an A-frame?
No, they'll put a fishing hook on the bill and wear it backwards. And
okay.
They just spit chaw directly in their girlfriend's mouth.
That's nice.
That's how. All right.
It got weird.
That's all me. It's my fault. Okay. I got to be a better teammate. John Parker said, hey, I know it's been done before, but what about Houston artists for Way Back Wednesday in honor of Bushwick Bill passing? I'll take the silence as a no, John.
No?
We'll take the silence as a no. It was a valiant effort, but I'm thinking that the guys say no.
We were playing Clean Ghetto Boys the other day, were we not?
Yes. We were playing some.
So
Nick got some. Guys.
I mean, if you want to play 20-some songs of the Ghetto Boys, go ahead.
Be fine by me. I ain't going to lie.
I'm with you as well.
We could do hour one from Making Trouble, hour two from the Ghetto Boys album, and album three from We Can't Be Stopped. I'd be fine with that.
That would be a big chore for you, though, Nick.
Yeah.
You have to
good luck finding all the clean stuff.
Yeah.
Hey, Joel's tripping with that conversation stuff with a kid. My parents beat the felon out of me.
I thought you weren't taking texts from OU Mike.
So there's that. I said I wasn't mentioning him anymore. In fact, we had some mentioning him and UH Mark. And I was like, nope, not reading it because that guy can move on. Yeah, they called him UH Mark.
Yeah, I saw. I noticed.
You can't treat little boys that way. You have to be tougher on them.
Really? I don't even want to know what... Tougher in that person's mind means.
Disagree.
Yes.
We got bit back too, but my mom was missing teeth, so it was really you just got an arm all slobbery.
That's just... Nick, you want to guess where that call came from? Where that text came from?
409.
We got bit back, but my mom was on meth and didn't have teeth, so it was just, she just gummed our arm until we had to go. Like, what?
Nick said B-Town. I did not.
Oh, my God.
But
I was just...
It was actually an 832 area code for all the information. Okay.
All right. Yeah, let's...
Arian Svita said, the hardest part about parenting is letting them out of their cage. See,
everybody's always got jokes.
You're not the only person that would be a bad parent, Barry.
I guess not. That's good to know. Yeah, I don't think I would. That's not my thing. I'm not a good. I mean, I don't.
Would you have a cage for your children?
No. I mean, it's really isn't that all a crib is? It's just a kid cage. That's really what a crib is.
Well, it also,
are those little pins that they put them in? It just doesn't have a top on it.
Well, it's so they don't fall out, though.
No. It's a cage. It's a cage. One, some of them, like a playpen, is just a cage without a lid. That's all it is. You're just caging up your kid.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know that I can argue that one. I know from time to time.
If you think of the purpose of a cage, is to keep whatever's in it from getting away.
It's like a short-term babysitter when the babies are young. From time to time.
Yeah.
So you just put her in the cage or in the...
It's not a cage because there's no roof on it.
Because you don't want to deal with the kid. And then when it starts crying, then that's when you go back.
No, Nick. For instance, what if she needs a bottle, but she also...
She can get it her damn self.
And she's upstairs, and you got to go get it.
Yeah, what do you do?
What do you do?
Put the bottle right next on the shelf, right next to the
cage. You put her at the edge of the stairs and say, you know what? She'll only do that once. She'll learn her lesson. See, again,
has that almost happened? Has she almost fell down the stairs?
No,
not a good parent. No, I would not.
That
be
would
a
be
good.
Because the obvious answer to answer my question would be, well, you carry her with you down the stairs, and
see?
You can have her in the kitchen, either in her high chair or whatever, while you make the bottle, and you can. There are ways to do.
Is that a no-no? Like, is she not allowed to go upstairs?
Oh no, but I mean, as she got older, but again, one of the first things that I taught her was to make sure up and down the stairs, she always has a hand on the rail. Right. Because she has the tendency to go 100 miles an hour and look later. And that's gotten her into some trouble because I'm always harping on her to look where she's going. But I was like, look, on the stairs, you really don't want to fall down. That would hurt, right? She's like, I said, you got to hang on with one hand at all times.
My grandfather was old school. So he was of the mindset.
So he pushed you?
No, but if you did something stupid, and rather than preventing you from it, his mindset was, he'll only do it once.
It served you right, huh?
He'll only stick that fork in that electric socket once. And then once he goes, he won't do that again. I bet you.
But we had a parent that admitted to that.
We did. I remember that.
Yeah.
Like early on air.
Yeah, we had a guy on air that called up and said that, yeah, he let his kid put a fork in the electric socket.
In the bank or something. Like he,
yes.
Yeah.
Really? I don't think I was here for that.
I think you were.
I think you were too. It was, yeah.
And we all called him a terrible parent.
Yeah, we all stopped and went, wait a minute, did you just say?
Yeah, that doesn't sound like me. I think you said
more than that, but we basically were like, because we all were taken off guard, but we were like, wait, did you just say that you encouraged your kid? I think it was keys, Nick, or something.
Yeah, it was car keys.
And we were
keys.
Like, did you just encourage your kid to take the car key and put it in the socket? And he's like, well, yeah. I mean, he does it once and then he's all right. Is he?
I don't think
he's
got
to twitch now the rest of his life. Oh, he's all right. But yeah.
I don't think. Yeah, that kid's never getting an electric car. I'll tell you that much. No, I'll never own a Tesla. Man. I'll tell you, I'm scarred for life now.
Doing that Michael Jackson thing. Like,
just
gem on.
Yeah.
Oh, Paul on parenting? No.
Oh, boy. You thought the socket was bad. The electric socket was bad. This could go anywhere.
I mean, can it be any worse than Mark's? Let's be honest. Mark just wants you to keep your money.
Well, if Paul goes Dominican Republic,
buy a Ford.
I swear,
don't buy anything else.
I mean, what are the odds Mark had on a MAGA hat?
Oh, big time.
Yeah,
yeah, big time.
Probably 98.9%
coveralls with no t-shirt.
Yeah, that could be. All right, well, let's.
You're
going to
do this because remember last time you regretted it the entire time.
We're up against the break, so we don't have to linger. And Paul doesn't linger long anyway, so it'll just be bad for a short moment. Paul, what's up?
Hey, man, I'm just talking about the kid's bed and everything. It's basically just an infant prison is what it's all it is.
Thanks for the call, Paul. I just had to do it.
You were in line.
Sorry.
It was short.
I had to do it. There might have been rebuttal, but at that point.
This is the second call from him where he has basically just repeated what one of us has said in the segment.
That's correct.
I thought that he would add at least something whimsical or so dumb it was funny.
In the past, we got a wombat. We got listening in the garage.
I literally started the segment by saying that a baby's crib and playpen was a cage. And Paul goes, yeah, those pens are cages. Yeah, Paul,
prison. It's basically a prison is what it is.
Okay. Next time, don't let me take his call. Why would you guys allow
that? We were all kind of on the fence about it. Let's be honest.
And then last time, after last call, we were like, okay, we're with you now. Paul, it's got to stop.
Paul is literally the caller version of the electrical socket, and I'm the kid with a key that just every time sticks it in there. Ah! And then I get shocked every time, yet there he goes again.
And you, and every time you do it, you go, I'm never doing that again. And then you know what? Here we are on a Tuesday. Do it again.
Not happening. That's it. I've learned my lesson.
Okay.
I'm not falling down those stairs again.
All right. Well, then watch your step. And don't carry the
my
keys.
My goodness.
You told us about the keys. Boy. Regardless of which pocket they're in with your cell phone or not, don't put them in the socket.
I think Paul needs to be banned from calls for the rest of the year.
It's a distinct possibility. All right, 2 hours in the books, 1 hour still to go of the big show. That means we've got plenty more for you in the final 60 minutes. If you want to join us, 713-780-3776. You can call, text, or hit us up on Twitter. Back with the final 60 minutes. It is right here on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.